Blog Talk Radio.
Your host. Thank you for joining us tonight on our talk show. And our talk show is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to love, to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. Well, for the next few weeks, I will be going through a series of ABC, spiritual refreshment for widows and for women. This is written by Rebecca Cunnington, and she's written this special spiritual refreshment for women, and she did a series from A to W, not the A to Z, but A to W. It's kind of hard to find words with X, Y, Z in it of encouraging words, so she ended at W. And through the next several weeks, we're going to go through this whole book. But tonight, I would like to read and go through the ABCs. And each week, I'll cover at least three different alphabets. And these words are so encouraging. It also gives us scripture that relates to what God is trying to say to us. And all of the letters. Tonight, I'm going to begin with A and move on to B and C. So if you have a pen and paper handy, you might want to write some of these scriptures down because these are very good scriptures for you to rely on whenever you might be going through anything. Also, this is encouraging others also, just knowing that this is not food for your thought. It's also for you to spread and encourage others the same way. Now, this spiritual refreshment She wrote this book to, it was created to open your eyes to the blessing all around you, to encourage you with the loving kindness of our awesome God. It is very good reading. And I've used this book for quite some time, and it has always encouraged me in many ways. And tonight we're going to begin with A, abilities. And I am going to be also giving a word for each letter, as well as scripture, and also what God wants us to know about this particular scripture and the word that I will give you, will be telling you as I go along each page of this spiritual and refreshment for women. Abilities. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. That's coming from Romans 12:6. God has blessed every person, every single one, with some gifts or abilities with which to serve others and to bring glory to his name. Some abilities are obvious. They shine brightly in front of everyone. But others move below the radar. They include things like the ability to pray effectively, love unlovingly, listen attentively. Ask God to open your eyes to your special ability. They are God's blessing to you. Now, I am going to also mention something that happened to me last week. You know, sometimes you go through your own little pity-potty moment, and there are things that are going on in your life, and you think that, you know, oh, woe's me, you know. But when you hear someone else's story, oh, your story is nothing. No comparison to other people's story. I visited one of the widows last week, and she has not been very active. And the reason why she was not very active in the widows because she was going through a whole lot of different things. I lost in touch with her because of her phone was not, you know, available, was not on at a particular time. She was very active with us for quite some time. Her husband passed, and then later her daughter passed of breast cancer. And what happened there was we were talking and keeping in communication, but all of a sudden I lost contact with her. I would call her, and the phone would just ring and ring. And I said maybe she decided to move out of town or something. But the reason why I didn't get in touch with her is because she had a fire in her house. So, and then she had to spend the last, this particular time, she spent 8 months in a hotel because of the fire that was in her house. Their house had to be gutted. And so that's a long time away from home and to be living in a hotel. That wasn't easy for her. And also, after losing her daughter, she had to deal with this. And then, after she came back home, I kept calling. And one day when I did, she answered the telephone. And she said, you know, she told me that she was away. She was living in this hotel all this time. And I felt bad because we did not know. We could have done something to help support her. But like I said, we didn't know. And she told me about that. And then there was another time where I couldn't reach her again. She now is suffering and battling cancer. In between that, her brother passed. So, see, your problems are little comparison to others. All of these things that she was struggling with, I went and had lunch with her and took her some lunch and just sat and we talked for several hours. But I felt so bad because we weren't there for her. And God wants us. God gives us the ability to do things and a purpose, and we must do just that. He expects us to do that because there are others out there hurting, and we need to be encouraged. We need to encourage them as well. So I went to her, and we sat and we talked, and she told me all the things that she had gone through and still going through. But you know one thing she had? She looked good. She was in good spirit. In spite of all of these things that she was going through, she was still standing on the promises of God. And you know one thing? That inspired me. When I got in my car, the tears just came down because here I am thinking about things that I was going through. It was nothing comparison to what she has gone through and still going through. So that gives us strength to go on, to be encouraged, to knowing that if she can still be standing on God's promises, we can also. So after reading this, I wanted to share that because God gives us purposes and ability to do things, and we should do it and don't hinder at all to do his work. Do not neglect your gift. Be diligent in those matters. Give yourself hollow to them so that everyone may see your progress. That's coming from 1 Timothy 4:14 through 15. The Bible most often refers to human ability as gift because they are given in order to be given again. If you have the gift of song, God expects you to strengthen and polish that gift and use it to enrich the lives of others. If you have been given a way with children, extend that gift to every child you meet. And just like if you're giving it to widows, just like I am, I tried my best to encourage and be there for widows because I know that's my purpose in life. We must do what God wants us to do. As you use your gift to bless others, you will be blessed most of all. You will be blessed, but it's not important for you to receive something in return. But let me tell you, when you bless someone, you will be blessed yourself because you see what you have done. The Holy Spirit will come within you and you will be able to see what you just did, that it did bless someone else. Abundance. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the August rain in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, baths, both autumn and spring rain. That's coming from Joel 2:23. As human beings, we are limited in what we can provide for those we love. Our resources, both material and emotional, are infinite. But God has no limits. He blesses his children far beyond our comprehension. He does more than just rain down his blessing on us. He sends abundant shower of blessing in every season of our lives. You are a rich woman. Once you see all God has provided for you, you won't ever want to come in out of the rain. Grace and peace to yours in abundance. That's 1 Peter 1:2. As you look around at God's blessing in your life, choose your eyes and look inward as well. God has always provided you with abundance of grace and peace. Grace that always allows you to be who you genuinely are, and the peace of knowing that you are just fine with him. Women are wonderfully emotional people, the keeper of the inner life. If your inner places are dark and empty, invite God to fill them to overflowing with his goodness. Now, the word is acceptance, still in A. God chose us in him before the foundation of the world, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, but whom he made us acceptance in the beloved. Ephesians 1:4-6. You may never received the full acceptance and approval of the people in your life, but God has always given you his approval, his acceptance. He has chosen you. Think about that. Almighty God chose you. No one compels him to. His motive wasn't pity. The Bible says he created you and pronounced his work good. He was proud of you. He made you. And he's moved with love for you, just as you are. Honor God by accepting each other as Christ has accepted you. Romans 15:7. Just as God has accepted you, he asks that you accept others. That doesn't mean that you must accept their behaviors or keep your mouth shut when you see people doing things they shouldn't do. Accepting others means appreciating that each person was created by and is loved by God. An example of what happened in Orlando. We must pray for these people in spite of what they were, their habits, behavior, or whatever. We must love others, and we must pray for them. They have their value for that reason. In loving him, in loving him, you must love whom he loves and accept whom he accepts. That the only proper response is so great by the Creator. The next word is accomplishment. A loving fulfilled is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:12. You are a fortunate woman. You live in a time when women can accomplish anything that they set their mind to do. Are you still obstacle? Of course, but nothing you can't deal with. God has given you something special to do in this world. You'll know it by the longing you feel deep inside, as God to guide you, leading you, and giving you that wisdom and grace that you need, and the guidance and the strength that you need to do those things. Then go for it. Nothing can compare with the joy of accomplishment God wills for your life. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's Proverbs 16:3. Whatever God has called you to accomplish in your life, he will not call you to accomplish it alone. And I have a scripture next to my computer here. It says, when God sends us on a mission, he joined us on the journey. He joins us on the journey. That's coming from Exodus 3:12. So just knowing that when he sends you on and give you a purpose, you're not alone. He's going to be there to help you and equip you with whatever you need. The next letter is still A, and we're going to talk about ambition. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Just knowing that whatever you do in God's name, it's not in vain. And that's coming from 1 Corinthians 15:58. Simply defined, ambitions mean determination to succeed. That's a positive thing. In fact, to accomplish God's will and purpose in your life, it helps you to look past the obstacle in your path, age, health, education, lack of finance, to the prize waiting on the other side. God wants you to be determined, even be ambitious. He's given you the inner motivation to help you complete the task he assigned you to. Thank him for it, too. Another scripture, Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Ambitious is a positive characteristic, unless it begins to take over your life. Are you pursuing your goals, even God-given goals, at the expense of others? One out of control ambition can cause you to do something you would never do otherwise. God expects you to couple your ambition with godliness. Only then you will truly be accomplishing His will for you. Only then you will truly fulfill the desire He has placed in your heart. The next letter is still A. Now, I see how my time is. We might have to just deal with A tonight, and we'll go on with the next letter, B, next week. Appearance. And this is coming from 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, 3 through 4. What matter is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but the inner disposition, inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Most women, and most of us, cares how we look, and it's important we care how we look. That's why you carry mirrors in your purses and purchase billions of dollars of makeup and hair every year. There is nothing wrong with looking good on the outside as long as you remember to perk up and make sure you have some of those beauty on the inner self as well. God wants your beauty to be more than skin deep. He wants it to be heart deep. You hear that? He wants it to be heart deep. Work to be as fully beautiful as you have been created to be. So not just the outside, but also the inside. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The word, the Lord does not look at the thing man looks at." That is very true. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Let me read that again. 1 Samuel 16, chapter 7, verse. The Lord does not look at the thing that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. When God looks at you, He sees a beautiful woman. Don't you look pretty today? A temple worthy of His spirit. He sees your vibrant life and your godly attitude. He sees a person whose heart has been washed clean and fully submitted to His will and purpose. He sees a beautiful, loving person that is often missed by others. He sees an inner beauty that transcends any physical characteristic, good or bad. God sees you as you are. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to read one more. A's, honor, armor of God. That's coming from Ephesians chapter 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil. Scheme. It is a good idea for every woman to take a basic class in self-defense in order to protect yourself in this crazy world. A wise woman will learn how to defend herself spiritually as well. God has provided you with a full suit of armor for your purpose: truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation. Wear them everywhere you go. You do have enemies out there, and he wants you to take all that you need. Be prepared to resist and defeat them. I would say many times when I go in certain areas or certain, and I even someone's home or whatever, I feel not comfortable or whatever situation I might be in, I always say the Lord is my shepherd. And there are other verses that I say as well. Be still and know that I am God, asking God to be there with me and protecting me. Here's another scripture, Ephesians 6 chapter, the 12th verse. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Yes, we must constantly pray because we never know where we may go. Going in a store, going to a movie, going to a church, going to any type of gathering. We have to be prayerful and asking God to protect us. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I say that every day, especially for me and my family. In God's kingdom, women are called to be warriors. Alongside their Christian brothers, they are asked to battle with the forces of evil that plots to destroy human lives and keep them from knowing their Creator. This is a warfare fought in spiritual realm with an enemy, and with an enemy we know that an enemy we know is there but cannot see. Put your spiritual armor and ask God to point out the battle station, and then on to victory. That is the end of, that's not the end of the A's. I didn't realize how many A's were in this book. So we're going to continue with this because this is good encouragement for us and others. So just know that all of these different things that are happening in this world, God is there for us. He will protect us. Even if for some reason we are in the midst of these things and something happens, just be prayerful. This and also get to know God better. So if anything should happen, that we know that we're going to be with the Lord. And that is it as far as the A's. But there's a couple more A's that I need to go over next week and go into the B's. And we will continue on until we finish the A through the W's. And there's no Y's, the XYZ's. But we will be going through the alphabet and talking about these spiritual refreshments that can be encourage us and things that we must think about and also use these things to encourage others. We are not girls ourselves. One quick announcement because we only have 2 minutes left. Everyone who's coming to the picnic, please, if you have not called me and let me know that you are coming and how many family members that you're bringing, and also what you are bringing to help us, to support us with the menu. So please give me a call this week so I can finalize the list. And Sunday, June the 26th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Be blessed. Have a great week. And just remember some of these alphabets that I talked about tonight, all the A's, the different things that I talked about and each of the alphabets, especially your ability in doing God's will. I love you, and tune in again next week so you can hear the rest of some more of the alphabets that I will be talking about next week. Tune in from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night.
Come on, y'all.